The first reading for the fourth Sunday of Easter is from Acts chapter 2. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers, and awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles, and all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from 1 Peter chapter 2. This is a gracious thing. When mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if, when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. While he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. These words serve as our sermon text. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be richly multiplied unto each one of you from God our Father and from our Savior and Good Shepherd, Jesus the Christ. Amen. This Sunday in the church year is often referred to as Good Shepherd Sunday. And of course, we hear about Jesus, our gentle, caring, and loving shepherd. Since he is our shepherd, that means that we must be his sheep. Shepherd and sheep denotes a relationship or connection. In the truest application of the gospel, it denotes ownership on the part of Jesus. But life as a sheep of the Good Shepherd can be dangerous. There are those who want to lead sheep astray. Still others will try to steal sheep. Some will come to seek and destroy. Sheep must be properly fed and watered, or they will die. That sounds a great deal like what our baptized life in Christ Jesus is all about. Thanks be to God that the Good Shepherd has us in his care. He has promised us a full and abundant life in himself, now and more importantly, forever. As we consider the gospel lesson this morning from John 10, we look at the theme, life in the lap of the good shepherd. My fellow sheep of the good shepherd, Jesus, bought and paid for by his precious blood. We begin by looking a little more at the problem which the sheep face, which is our first point. Imagine yourself being a sheep back at the time of Jesus. There would have been dangers there on a daily basis. And Jesus tries to point that out in our text when he says, truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter by the door into the fold of the sheep, but climbs up some other way, he is a thief and a robber. Well, you know, a thief steals by deception, and a robber simply comes and takes by force. Jesus says in verse 5, and a stranger they simply will not follow, but will flee from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. There's a level of trust that is built between the shepherd and his sheep. Strange voices could try to lead the sheep astray. And in every case, the stranger wants to take the sheep away from the safety and the green pastures which the shepherd has provided. What about us? As baptized sheep of the Good Shepherd, we face spiritual dangers all the time. There are those out there who would tell us, well, you can get to heaven without going through the only true door, which is Jesus. All spiritual roads do not lead to heaven. In fact, the only one that does goes through the blood-drenched cross of Jesus Christ. Jesus tells us in our text, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. There will always be strange and misleading voices which will try to lead us away from Jesus. They include the devil, the world around us, and yes, our own sinful flesh. They are all unsavory enemies and can be very destructive. The devil is real, and he seeks to destroy Christ's sheep. The thing that the devil will always try to attack is the pure gospel of Christ Jesus. So the question is, how well do you know the Word of God so you won't be deceived? Did your learning stop when you were confirmed and the Bible was shut, catechism placed on a shelf to gather dust? The attacks can be as simple as someone making the statement, well, it doesn't matter what you believe, as long as you believe. Wrong. If you do not believe in Jesus Christ, you will end up in hell. What we believe, teach, and confess is drawn from the Word of God and normed by our Lutheran confessions. At the end of the day, we can say, this is what the Word of God says. Remember, all false doctrine is poison to the soul. It can kill you as it will lead you away from Christ Jesus. I think I can illustrate this for you. Those of us who take prescription drugs for such things as high blood pressure, heart issues, or high cholesterol, whatever it may be. When you get those meds either from your pharmacy, or I know some people use through the mail stuff, we are expecting to get pure drugs. But just think for a moment, what if a batch of those drugs were incorrectly produced and missed the quality control process? You could end up with meds which contain things that were actually harmful to you. And if it had only been discovered after you had consumed a 90-day supply, you could be dead. So it is when error is presented as the truth of God's word. It can kill you spiritually. We have so many voices crying out to us today, all trying to lure us away from the Good Shepherd Jesus. The shepherd's pasture can be called the church. Here we are safely gathered. Here we find green pastures as God feeds us through his holy word and Jesus' precious body and blood in the Lord's Supper. Life in the lap of the Good Shepherd presents to us the atoning work of the Shepherd himself, which is our second point. Now, the work of the Good Shepherd is multifaceted. He came to redeem us. He came to care for us. He came to protect his sheep. Hear again what Jesus says, to him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Note, Jesus calls those who are his by name. And in Isaiah it says, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." That is the voice of the Good Shepherd Jesus speaking the gospel. And again, it denotes ownership on the part of Jesus. And then Jesus says, when he puts forth all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. Where is Jesus leading us? Well, he says again, "I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." He leads us to himself, where he feeds us with his word and precious sacraments, whereby we receive the forgiveness of all of our sins. The work of the Good Shepherd, though, is still more than that. He is the door, the gate, and the only way to heaven. Did you hear that? Jesus is the only way to heaven. And he says, "I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me." And Jesus knows us by name, as we sing in the hymn, "I am Jesus, little lamb. Ever glad at heart I am, for my shepherd gently guides me, knows my need and well provides me, loves me every day the same, even calls me by my name." To which Paul adds, "Nevertheless, the firm foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his." Jesus feeds and forgives us through the gospel and the sacraments. It is there where his atoning death and Easter resurrection are given and bestowed upon us. As Peter said today in the epistle, "But with precious blood as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless." And Paul adds, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. The good shepherd has already gone before us. He went to the cross of atonement. He endured the wrath of God over and against sin on behalf of all people. There is forgiveness of sins for all people. His tomb was empty on Easter Sunday, meaning that the Heavenly Father had accepted his payment on behalf of all people. Jesus would later say, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. No one has taken it away from me, but I lay it down in my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." We have, by God's grace, life in the lap of the good shepherd. And finally, we can rejoice in the reality of that life. The life of the baptized, the life of the sheep, is lived under the shepherd's care. In him, we have identifiable traits. We listen to and we hear his voice. Jesus says later in this chapter, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give eternal life to them, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand." Jesus speaks, and his sheep hear and follow. Healthy sheep listen to the good shepherd Jesus as he speaks through his pastors in sermons and in Bible class. But it is up to the sheep to be able to hear and to distinguish true teaching from false teaching. In the safe gathering pasture of his church, we are built up to be sent forth carrying his life-giving message to those who are both near and far. Being a sheep of the Good Shepherd is a privilege. As part of his flock, we receive his love, his care, and we receive the benefits of his great sacrifice, namely the complete forgiveness of all of our sins. That is the best kind of life. Life lived in security and freedom. Life with a purpose. Life with a capital L. Life to the fullest. Yes, life is lived in the lap of the Good Shepherd. In Jesus' name and completed work. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.